here's a story from The World.
When police in Rochester, New York apprehended Daniel Prude back in March, he was going through a mental health crisis. Not long after Prude was subdued by officers, he was dead. Police say he died from, quote, complications of asphyxia in the setting of physical restraint. The Rochester police chief and command staff resigned this past week. Experts say, though, up to a quarter of people killed by police officers have some sort of mental illness. Another sobering statistic, about 40% of adults with serious mental illness will come into contact with the criminal justice system during their lifetimes. So do we need to rethink policing and mental illness in America? One city that has already done that is the Swedish capital, Stockholm. Since 2015, a mental health ambulance has been on hand to deal with emergency psychiatric issues. Andreas Karlborg is the managing director of North Stockholm Psychiatry, and he helped create the mental health ambulance service there. Andreas, what kind of cases is the mental health ambulance used for in Stockholm?
So when we started this project in 2015, the main priority case was suicidal behavior. But in reality, we now deal with a quite broad spectrum of psychiatric disorders, everything from acute psychosis, delusional behavior with agitation, as well as serious suicidal behavior.
And when an individual is in a situation like this and somebody calls you, are they calling the police or are they calling the mental health ambulance? How are you alerted?
What will happen is there is a common number, the alarm center that will take the call from maybe the public or the patient or relatives or whatever. And then they will dispatch the psychiatric ambulance and in some cases also the police. So they will decide whether this is a case for the psychiatric emergency services.
And how is generally the mental health ambulance staffed? Who's inside when it shows up? And typically, what's the routine?
The ambulance is staffed with three people. So two nurses, they are specialists in psychiatric care. And then there is also an ambulance driver with a specific knowledge of ambulance services and emergency services in the region.
So the service, the mental health ambulance, has been operating since 2015. Why was it created?
Well, there were actually two issues. One was that the patient and the patient organization felt that they didn't receive the proper medical assessment because they were usually dealt with by the police. And the police was frustrated because they felt that they had to deal with issues that they didn't have the proper training for and didn't really have the time to spend on. So I would say that was two of the main factors that motivated us to start this project.
You have no doubt heard the calls to defund the police in the U.S., What a lot of people are really talking about is reallocating resources to city departments that can do the jobs like mental health care that police may not be trained to do. So did Stockholm have that debate when the mental health ambulance was proposed? Was it about deviating resources from the police department to another department?
No, not really, because this ambulance wasn't about taking sources from the police to the emergency psychiatric services. But at the same time, the police felt and are still feeling, but less so, that a lot of their resources are used to deal with psychiatric patients outside in the public. So this was something that they raised and felt that was a really big problem for them.
In cases where police do accompany the mental health ambulance staff, is it for what kind of cases? Is it for violent cases?
Yeah, so in about 50% of the cases that the psychiatric ambulance deal with, there will be a cooperation with the police. In some cases, the patient can have a history of violent behavior, and that would be a reason for bringing the police with them. And sometimes the police is also dispatched by the alarm center along with the psychiatric ambulance. But in most of the cases, the police can leave and the patient will be taken care of fully by the staff in the ambulance.
So what's been the overall effect of having the psychiatric ambulance in Stockholm?
First of all, if you look from the patient's perspective, the patients have really felt that there's a less stigma of having these problems. the quality of the care provided outside a hospital setting has increased because now they are taken care of by trained healthcare professionals instead of the police. Also, the police has communicated that they feel that this is a big relief for them because they now have access to healthcare professional in the pre-hospital setting that can, in most cases, deal with these patients and take care of them in a proper way. Previously, when the police handled that, they would always take these patients to the ER. Mm. Now we can let about 30% of the patients, after being assessed by the nurses, they can stay at home and we can provide them with contact with their outpatient clinic and prepare them so they can have a proper follow-up in an outpatient setting.
So the ambulance, as I said, it's been in place in Stockholm since 2015. Is there just one or several ambulances now, and is it just Stockholm?
The project started in 2015, but after about 1.5 years, it was decided it should be a regular part of the emergency medical services in the region. So there's one ambulance in Stockholm. It's operational from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 2 o'clock at night. That's where we have most of the alarms coming in. There is a room for another ambulance in the region, but it's hard to find proper staff with the right knowledge. But in the near future, we might start up another one.
Andreas Karlborg is the managing director of North Stockholm Psychiatry. He's been speaking to us about the mental health ambulance that Stockholm has been using instead of police to deal with emergency psychiatric situations. This is really interesting, Andreas. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.